Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the number 7. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. You should write neatly, and I will too. I want everyone to know my name and be able to read it. And then go ahead and put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. It's some kids sitting in some desks. And what I want us to do is count the apples sitting on the desks. So let's count the apples. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 is our number for today. Let's color those apples red. Find a red crayon. It doesn't have to be the perfect red color. Any kind of red will work. And let's color those apples. 1, 2, 3. This is the pace you should be working at. If you're working a little slower, catch up. If you're faster than me, slow down. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 apples on our page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and put down your red crayon. Now let's count the pencils in our picture. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6. 6. We need to draw a pencil on that boy. See that boy? He's raising his hand. He doesn't have a pencil, the silly kid. So let's draw one. Let's just use our brown crayon. Find your brown crayon. And let's just outline a pencil with our brown crayon. It does not have to be perfect. I'm just going to draw a little rectangle and then a little triangle at the top to make it look like a pencil. It does not have to be perfect. And then go ahead and put your brown crayon down. And now let's color the pencils. There's 7 now that we drew one. So let's color the pencils with our yellow crayon. Go ahead and find your yellow crayon and let's color the pencils. 1. I'm going to color the whole thing yellow. It's okay if the eraser is yellow. No problem. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the one I drew, I'm filling it in, 7. Don't worry about the one you drew. It's okay if it's not the way you wished it was. It's okay. So we have 7 apples, and thank goodness we drew an extra pencil. That boy was raising his hand, probably asking for a pencil. Now he has one. So we have 7 pencils. Let's count the desks, boys and girls. Let's count the desks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 desks. Wow. Okay, let's use our gray crayon to color the desks. My desks in my classroom are gray, so I want to color them gray on our picture. If you don't have a gray crayon, it's okay. You can use your pencil. Your pencil makes a nice gray color. So go ahead and color the desks. I'm just going to do the top part of the desk. I'm not going to color their legs, the legs of the desks. But if you have time later, you could go back and color the legs. But right now, I'm just coloring the top part of the desks. So we have 7 desks. Let's practice counting to 7 while we color with our gray crayon or our pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 is the number for today. 7, 7, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 comes right after 6. 6, 7. 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I like the number 7. I like to watch Channel 7 on the television. I like to eat 7 grapes and 7 cookies and 7 pieces of chocolate. 7, 7, 7, 7. All right, boys and girls, I'm almost finished with all 7 desks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I just finished up desk number 6. And now I'm going to color desk number 7. Hopefully you're close to where I am. 7, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I have 7 gray desks. Take 7 more seconds for yourself. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your crayons, finished or not. Boys and girls, let's count the books in our picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Of course, that's our number for the day. Let's color those books blue. Find a blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. And let's color all 7 books blue. 7 books, 7 apples, 7 desks, and 7 pencils, because we drew an extra one for that poor boy who was raising his hand, probably asking for a pencil. Unless he was asking to go to the bathroom. Could have been that. So we have 7 everything right now. 7 books, 7 pencils, 7 apples, 7 desks. Boys and girls, I just realized maybe I wasn't clear. I'm so sorry if I wasn't. I am counting the books on the floor. 7 books are on the floor. I just noticed there are some books on the desks. I'm not worried about those right now. It's okay if you colored the books on the desks. Don't panic. It's quite all right. I wasn't clear. That's my mistake. I'm so, so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. What I need you to do is color the books on the floor. So let's just double check. Let's count the books on the floor again. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 books on the floor. That's what I'm worried about right now. If you colored any books on the desk, no troubles, no problem. All right, take 7 more seconds to finish the blue book. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put your blue crayons down. All right, let's count the students. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Seven students. Of course there are seven students. Of course, boys and girls. In the back row, there is a girl with pigtails. Do you see her? Let's color her hair brown. She'll be student number one. Let's color her hair brown. We're coloring student number one's hair brown. She's in the back row and she has pigtails. Two ponytails coming out the side of her head. Yeah. Okay. So she's got two ponytails. She's student number one. Take a couple of more seconds to finish her off. All right. Now, sitting next to her is a boy with hair that's sticking up. He's got spiky hair. You see him? Let's color his spiky hair yellow. Find your yellow crayon and let's color his spiky hair yellow. He's student number two. One, two. All right. Couple more seconds. All right. Put your yellow crayon down. Sitting next to the spiky haired boy is a girl with a bow in her hair. In the back row, there's a girl with a bow in her hair. She's sitting in the back. Let's color her hair black. Find your black crayon and let's color her hair black. If you can't find your black crayon, no problem. You could use your pencil. It'll be like a grayish color, but that's okay. So this is student number three. One, two, three. We're going to get to number seven. Okay. Take a couple of more seconds. Two. One. All right. Scoot over. There's a girl sitting next to her. She's thinking. She has her finger by her face. She's kind of thinking, what am I going to write about? Well, let's color her hair red. Let's have her be a cute little redhead. So find your red crayon. Any kind of red will do. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. And let's have her have red hair. She can have red hair. So she is student number four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. But we're going to count until we get to what number? Yes, seven. All right, couple of more seconds for her red hair. Couple more seconds. All right, put down your red crayon. Let's work on the boy who's raising his hand. Let's give him some brown hair. Find your brown crayon. His hair kind of sticks up too, doesn't it? So he's one, two, three, four, five. He's student number five. We're giving him brown hair. He's sitting in the front row and he's raising his hand. He's going to get brown hair. His hair sticks up too. I can't tell if they wanted their hair to look like this or if they need to comb it. Huh, I wonder. All right, couple more seconds for him. Two, one. All right, the boy sitting next to him, let's give him some black hair. Let's give him some black hair. He has a little bit of hair sticking up right there in the back. Right there in the back, but that's all right. Maybe he needs a little bit of a hairspray, maybe, or some gel. Okay, finish that boy's hair up. That was one, two, three, four, five, six. He was student number six. And now we're ready for student number seven. She's the girl in the front row. She's got a bow in her hair, too. Let's color her hair yellow. She'll have blonde hair. Color her hair yellow. She's student number seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven students, seven desks, seven apples, seven pencils, seven books. We are on a roll with seven. All right, put down all of your crayons and find your pencil. We're going to work at the bottom of our page. You'll see a row of numbers going across. That's the number seven. We're going to trace those. Let's trace the first one. Start at the top, go across, and then down. Number seven. Scoot across, go across, and then down. Move over, Trace it, go across the top, and then down. Seven. Move over. Go across the top when you trace, and then down. And then here we are. We're on our last one to trace. Start at the top and go straight across, and then down. All right, move over. We're going to write our own number seven. Ready? Start at the top. Go across the top line and then come straight down, kind of at an angle or a diagonal. Move over, ready? Start at the top. Move across the top line and down. Ooh, that's my best one so far. Move over, start at the top, go straight across and down. Last time, we'll write our own. Start at the top, go straight across. And down. Seven is our number. All right, boys and girls, find the turtles. We're going to count the spots on the turtles. Let's count the spots on the first turtle. One, two, three, four, five. That's not our number. Let's count the spots on the next turtle. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's our turtle. Circle him. He matches our number. Okay, move over. Do you see all the backpacks? Let's count the first rack of backpacks. One, two, three, four. No. Scoot over. Let's count these backpacks. It's crowded. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yes. Circle that one. That's seven backpacks. It matches our number for today. All right, do you see the dominoes? Let's count. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Circle that domino. Our next domino, scoot over. It only has one, two, three, four, five. Nope, that's not what we're looking for. All right, do you see the ladybug? Let's draw seven spots on the ladybug, just like the turtle has spots. The ladybug needs seven. One, two, three. We're just using our pencil. Four, five, six, seven. Count your spots. Make sure you have seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All right, move over. Do you see the boxes with the circles in them? That is called a 10 frame. We're going to take our pencil and color inside the circles. Ready? Fill in the circles. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yes, seven counters are on that 10 frame. And then move over. There are two numbers. Can you circle the one that is seven? Which number says seven? Circle it for me. It's the second number. That first number is a three. Leave that one alone. Boys and girls, you did it. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.